insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأوحينا إلى موسى أن اضرب بعصاك البحر فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم
Then we inspired to Moses, strike with your staff the sea, and it parted, and each portion was like a great towering mountain.
وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ
And we advanced thereto the pursuers.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 63rd verse of chapter Shu'ara. فَأُحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ يَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ Then we revealed to Moses, strike the sea with your staff. Then it clove asunder, and each part became like a huge mountain. The 64th verse also says, وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ Then we made the other party approach thither. So in this verse, the Almighty Allah explains the escape route Allah provided for Moses. Allah who rules everything. And if waters get wavy, it is because of His command. If storms take place, it is by His order. And who created the universe, the water, wind, and soil are under His authority. He is the one who commands waves of the sea to pile. They became like two huge mountains, and roads appear between them. And every group of Israel, every group of children of Israel, chose one of them to pass. Now, Pharaoh and his men got really astonished by seeing this scene, and they saw such a miracle with their own eyes, but they did not stop being conceited. They still continue pursuing Moses and the children of Israel. They seek their final destiny as they approach them. So the Holy Quran says, وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ Then we made the other party approach thither. Therefore, unaware of the fact that they are going to die, and the divine command of punishment would be soon issued, Pharaoh and his ignorant men entered the marine roads that was opened in the middle of the sea, and they ran arrogantly after their former slaves who had disobeyed them and who had believed in the Lord of the worlds and his prophet.
حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So the people of Pharaoh continued pursuing the Banu Israel in the middle of the sea. The 65th verse says, وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And we saved Moses and those with him altogether. Allah's way of treatment has always been to assist the truth and to destroy the wrong throughout the history. And this is the case as with this verse of the Holy Quran. The noble verse says, and we saved Moses and those with him altogether. وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And this means deliverance and salvation can only be gained by following the divine prophets and believing in Allah. And the second point, relying on Him, is the secret to victory. And in the worst condition, Allah has promised to save His friends from the deadlocks and from the dead ends. And this is a sign of the Almighty Allah. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. And this is what happens. The sea being cloven asunder and the pharaohs being drowned, these are the signs of the power and the wrath of Allah, which must be the cause of admonition. We must understand and tell the others what is going to happen if we lose our hope in the middle of the challenges. Just when the last member of children of Israel came out of the sea and the last member of the host of Pharaoh entered the sea, Allah orders the water of the sea to return to its first state. The huge raging waves fell down, they came together, they joined each other, and they took Pharaoh and his host, just like some straw, with them here and there, and they completely destroyed them. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ, the 66th verse says, then we drowned the others. So in a very short moment, everything finished. Those captivated slaves easily became free, and those proud tyrants, they were completely annihilated. This is the beginning of the change of the history of that people. The period of those arrogant people ended, and the oppressed people inherited their land as well as their government. Thank you for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but only worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.